Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay. Joe, 質問があります。例えば、スーパースターとかタレント、歌手には自由とかプライバシーはあると思いますか？もしくは、あるべきだと思いますか？ So, Joe, do superstars have a lot of privacy and freedom, or should they have privacy and freedom?
Good question.Do superstars like famous singers, actors, TV personalities, sports stars, do they have a lot of privacy and should they have privacy? Let's talk about it.
皆さんこんにちは。最近よく話題になる芸能人のプライバシー問題について今日はお話ししたいと思います。So Joe, do superstars have a lot of privacy and freedom and should they have them?
Okay, first let's talk about the situation in Japan.
Okay.
And the answer is no.
No,
they do
sadly.
Very clearly and strongly, they do not have
right.
very much privacy mm-hmm. or freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give a lot of examples here. The basic reason is that they have very strong managers and contracts.
契約の力がすごい強いからですね。
That's right. So, for example, they cannot speak about elections or criticize politicians.
選挙についてのお話とかも結構センシティブだからできないことが多いですね。
Right, they cannot speak about elections or criticize politicians. You never hear them criticizing Prime Minister Abe, do you?
right, yeah, that's
for example, for example, right? And also, in Japan, if they are cheating or doing something bad, mm-hmm. then they usually have to go off work for a long time.
Cheating で不倫ってことですね。
That's right. So...They don't really have very much privacy or freedom. And no. to give a couple more examples that are very famous, mm-hmm. for example, often they cannot have boyfriends or girlfriends. For example, AKB48, that's very famous, right?
And also,
that's right. And also they cannot get married very easily. For example, when Fukuyama Masaharu got married, his popularity really went down.
Oh, really?
Right?
Wow,
that's right.
That sounds
that's
extreme.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.And another very famous example is Becky, who had supposedly an affair with a married man. Anyway, she had to get away from work for like 1 year. And then finally, now she's getting back into the public a little bit, but not nearly as much as she used to.
Right. To have an affair は cheating の別の言い方で不倫ってことですね。
Right. And also...Japanese sports players, especially like baseball players, they're really controlled strongly, so they cannot become free agents until they're practically very old, like that.
すごい、いろんなルールが日本の芸能界にはあるんですけど、
right.
How about in America, do superstars have a lot of privacy and freedom, and should they have them?
Okay, first of all, they do have more freedom, it seems like. Famous actors and singers in America, often they do criticize politicians. They mm-hmm. say Trump is very bad, for example, things like that.
Right.
And also, if they do something bad, for example, they have an affair or cheating, or they use drugs or something,
mm-hmm.
Either they will deny it,or they will apologize.
Deny で否定するっていうことで、to apologize で謝るってことですね。謝罪をするっていうことです。
That's right. So they deny it or they apologize. And then people kind of forget pretty quickly.
That's right. That's
usually,
right.
Usually.
ね。
However, during the last few years, kind of a new phenomena has occurred called canceling culture.
Okay.この canceling culture っていうのが今回のダイアログでも結構大事になってくるポイントなので説明したいんですけど、もしも芸能人が何かスキャンダルを起こしたりしたらその人の商品を買わないようにしたりしてボイコットを消費者の方がするんですね。ボイコーティングなのでそれによってこの芸能人の人の収益が減るので芸能活動を続けるのが難しくなるっていうことなんですね。
Right, so if the celebrity, the superstarDoes something bad, then the fans stop supporting. Mm-hmm. They have these online pages and groups that say don't support those artists. Like
wow,
that.
There's and even a group. Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And let me give a couple of examples. One involves J.K. Rowling,
who
from Harry Potter, right? And anyway, she was canceled for anti-transgender comments.
これは実際は真偽のほどは分からなかったし本人も否定してるんですけど、あの J.K. ローリングさんがトランスジェンダーの人に対して反対しているようなあの話し方をしたっていうのが問題になったんですね。
Right, she was canceled for anti-transgender comments. And to give one more example in America, Lana Del Rey, a very famous singer, American singer, she was canceled for anti-feminist lyrics.
OK これはこの人の歌の中でこうフェミニズムに対して男尊女卑とかを進めるようなフェミニズムに反対するような歌詞があったことが問題になってキャンセルされました
Yes, she was cancelled for anti-feminist lyrics
OK So this cancelling culture is good thing, right, Joe?
Actually, it might be good because you're kind ofpunishing the superstars, but it also might be bad.
Right.
For example, these fans, they can go too far. They can make rumors,
yes.
or they act as a big group. It's kind of like bullying.
Yeah. この bullying っていうのはいじめっていうことですけど、まあね、すごい大多数で寄ってたかって芸能人にひどいことを言ったりするっていうことが起こったりしますよね。So should these superstars have more privacy and freedom?
Again, you cannot say yes or no. Now, there's good points and bad points
right.
like that.
難しいとですが、もっと優しい世の中になってほしいと思うけどね。ではでは今日のダイアログに行ってみたいと思います。今日のダイアログはさっきも言ったようにこのキャンセルカルチャーっていうのがポイントになってくるんですけど、まずは男の子と女の子が金曜日にパーティーをするのでその準備をしているというところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Here's the playlist for Friday's party. What do you think?
Oh, I love these songs. Oh, but this song? Do you mind choosing a different one?
Sure, but what's wrong with it? I like it quite a lot, you know.
But that artist's cancelled. We shouldn't listen to him anymore.
Cancelled? What do you mean? I don't think he's retired yet. He's still producing music.
I don't mean cancelled like that. No, that singer's recently been exposed as a sexist. He's said...and done inappropriate things to a lot of women in the industry. Canceling an artist is like to end their career, to stop their reputation from spreading. We should no longer consume their content. By boycotting their work, you can also make sure you're not supporting them financially.
But why would youcancel someone like that.
Artists and stars can get cancelled for being homophobic, racist, and making sexist offensive comments, sexual assault allegations.
Oh, I didn't know.
These famous people need to understand that they have a big influence. So,The consequences of their actions can be really severe.
But they get cancelled? Just like that? Even if they apologize? Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
I don't know. But they shouldn't just get away with stuff.
I guess it's up to us, the consumers...to decide if their apologies are genuine and if they deserve a chance at redemption. Okay, so we won't play that song then. What about this one?
No.
What did they do?
Nothing. That song's just crap.
So she thinks that singer's songs are crap.
Just a crap. この crap っていうのはゴミっていう意味なんですけど、まあ、要するにこの歌は全然良くない、つまんない、全然おしゃれじゃない。
It's like terrible.
Terrible, yes.
Horrible, like that. You can say, for example, that lesson is just crap.
Yeah.
But this is a very strong word.
Yes.
So don't say it in... To your teacher or anything like that.
Yeah, people out there, please be nice.
But with your friends, you can say it, right?
Okay, yeah. では今日の最初の面白い表現言ってみたいと思います。まず最初に男の子が、ね、パーティーで使う曲これでいいかな、どう思う、とかいうふうに聞いています。そしたら女の子が、あ、その曲ね、私も好きなんだけど、でも、よかったら別の曲を選んでもいいかな、っていうふうに言ってます。Do you mind 何々で、これをしても気にしませんか、っていう意味ですね。
Right, so in English it means like, would you please, like that. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way, for example, do you mind helping me a little? So it can be this kind of very polite expression here, or it can be a little bit stronger. Mm-hmm. A little stronger than, would you please is very, very polite, right?
Okay.
But do you mind might be almost a little stronger or criticizing. For example, do you mind being quiet? I'm studying. You're kind of almost criticizing.
Yeah.
Or in a very crowded train, you can say, do you mind moving over? Because you're too close. It's a little bit stronger. So it's very good too. You can use it sometimes.
なるほど。で、なんで女の子がこんなことを言うかっていうと、この歌を作った歌手の人が性的差別者としてこうすっぱ抜かれたからなんだよっていうふうに言ってます。この to be exposed で暴露されるとか明らかにされるっていうことですね。
Right, so in the dialogue, the singer recently has been exposed as a sexist.
Okay.
So against women probably like that.
Right, right. で、この女の子の情報によると、この歌手の人はこの同じこの分野の産業の中にいる女の人に対して不適切な行動をしたということが言われているんだというふうに。Inappropriate で、不適切ってことですね。
Right, so you can do inappropriate things or you can say inappropriate things, it's like that.
そしてこの that industry っていうのはこの産業っていう意味なんですけど、この場合はこの芸能界ってことですね。
Right, you can do it for almost anything. For example, the art industry, or the teaching industry. You can do it for almost anything like that. It's a group, an area of specialty.
Okay. で、まあこのだからこのキャンセリングカルチャーを使ってこの人の噂とかこう名声が広まっていくのを防ぎたいんだよねっていうふうに言ってます。この reputation means what, Joe?
It's like the what the people say about the person.
噂とかってことですね。
Right, right. So, for example, that teacher has a good reputation. They say that he's very good or she is very good, like that. Or that businessman has a bad reputation. It's like that. It's what the people say about it. And here, this canceling, it's an attempt to stop their reputation from spreading, like that.
で、彼女は、もう私たちは彼の商品、音楽をもう絶対消費しないべきだと思うように言ってます。To consume で消費するという意味です。
Right, so the goal of this canceling movement is to stop people consuming the content of the artists, like that. So the verb to consume here, to take in, right? You can consume a lot of products, for example. You can buy a lot of products, it's like that. So it's a verb here, and also it's a famous noun. For example, the consumption tax.
Ah, yeah, right.
In Japan. That's right. The consumption tax is too high, for example.
And we're consumers.
Right. And we are consumers, right? All these words are related.
で、それ以外にも女の子は芸能人はこういう理由でもキャンセルされることがあるよっていうふうに説明してくれてます。例えば、ホモホビック、同性愛者嫌悪症の人なんかはキャンセルされることがあるっていうふうに言ってます。
Right, people who say bad things about homosexual people are said to be homophobic. You can say, don't be so homophobic, for example.
あとは人種差別主義の人とか、あとは性的に人を差別するような攻撃的な言い方をする場合でも、 キャンセルされることがあります。offensive で攻撃的という意味ですね。
Right, so the homophobic comments or racist comments or sexist comments are all offensive comments.
Right, right. で、あとは sexual assault allegations もキャンセルされるようになるというふうに言ってますが、この allegations っていうのは疑惑という意味ですね。
Wow, everyone, can you say that expression?
Yeah.
Sexual assault allegations.
Sexual assault allegations. Oh my gosh, can I say that for three times? Really fast?
Right, right. Everyone, can you do that? Sexual assault allegations. Sexual assault allegations.
Assault allegations. Sexual right, assault
say it,
allegations.
And then you'll remember it.
Yep,
right.
Yep. で、で、女の子が言うのは、なんでそもそもこういう人たちがそういう行動をしてキャンセルされるかっていうと、やっぱりそれだけ彼らの影響力は強くて、あの、彼らの行動による結果っていうのはすごくシビアに受け止められなければならないっていうふうに言ってるんですね。Consequences で結果とか結末という意味ですね。
Right. People should be responsible for the consequences of their actions. It's like that. The consequences of their behavior, like that. The consequences of what you say, like that.
でも男の子はそれに対して、でもちょっと厳しすぎないっていうふうに言ってます。Harsh で厳しいとかひどいっていうことですね。
Right. He thinks that maybe these canceling groups are a bit too harsh.
でも女の子はそれに対して、でもこういう人たちはそういった出来事から逃げるべきじゃないと思うっていうふうに言ってます。So, what is this to get away with me?
It means to kind of escape without taking responsibility.
逃げるってことですね。
That's right. They shouldn't get away with bad stuff. Like that. Good expression. For example, I cheated on the test and the teacher didn't catch me. I got away with cheating.
Right. I got away with cheating. Yes. Don't do cheating, but...
Right, right. And here cheating is different from the cheating in the beginning.
Right, right. これはカンニングってことですね。この場合は。
Yeah, yeah. So cheating has two meanings. Good.
ね、そう、もうなんか計らずもいい感じの例文を出してしまいましたが。
Right,
で、それに対して男の子は、でもやっぱり芸能人の人たちが不祥事を起こして謝ってそれをあの許してあげるかどうかっていうのはやっぱり消費者に委ねられるんじゃないかなっていうふうに言ってます。It's up to って誰々による誰々が決めることっていう意味ですね。
Yeah, kind of like the responsibility of. For example, it's up to students to study. It's their responsibility, like that. And in the dialogue, the man says that it's up to us, the consumers, to decide if their apologies are genuine or not.
そして、to deserve a chance at redemption って、罪をあがなうに足りるかどうかっていう意味ですね。この redemption って救済とか罪をあがなうという意味になります。
Right, this is also another tricky one.
Yes.
Do these superstars who do bad deserve a chance at redemption?
Redemption?
Sometimes, yes, they do, and sometimes they shouldn't, right?
Yeah, sometimes their apologies are really genuine, sometimes not.
That's right, that's right.
And with that, let's listen at natural speed.
Right, and after this, we'll talk a little bit more about the privacy and freedom of superstars.
Here's the playlist for Friday's party. What do you think?
Oh, I love these songs. Oh, but this song...Do you mind choosing a different one?
Sure, but what's wrong with it? I like it quite a lot, you know.
But that artist's cancelled. We shouldn't listen to him anymore.
Cancelled? What do you mean? I don't think he's retired yet. He's still producing music.
I don't mean cancelled like that. No, that singer's recently been exposed as a sexist.He said and done inappropriate things to a lot of women in the industry. Canceling an artist is like to end their career, to stop their reputation from spreading. We should no longer consume their content. By boycotting their work, you can also make sure you're not supporting them financially.
But why would you cancel someone like that?
Artists and stars can get cancelled for being homophobic, racist, and making sexist, offensive comments. sexual assault allegations.
Oh, I didn't know.
These famous people need to understand that they have a big influence, so the consequences of their actions can be really severe.
But they get cancelled? Just like that? Even if they apologize? Don't you think that's a bit harsh?
I don't know, but they shouldn't just get away with stuff.
I guess it's up to us, the consumers, to decide if their apologies are genuine and if they deserve a chance at redemption. Okay, so we won't play that song then. What about this one?
No.
What did they do?
Nothing. That song's just crap.
はい、で今日はこのキャンセルカルチャーについてお話ししたんですけど、多分このキャンセルカルチャーは日本でもちょっと見受けられてて、例えば芸能人の人が不祥事を起こしたりしたら、映画とかあとはこの歌ってる作品とかがこう市場に流れなくなったり、代役を使われたりするようになりますよね。 So if celebrities are involved in scandals in Japan, like they are often like accused in TV program, and their products or movies involving him or her often replace their roles. And I think this is a big issue in Japan, but recently the trouble in Twitter is really increasing. 日本ではツイッターで芸能人をすごく糾弾するっていうことが最近問題になってるので、私たちもね、考えていかないといけないですね。
Right, right.
Yep, and thank you for our listeners. You guys are so nice. You guys never say anything bad about us.
That's right. We have a lot of privacy, even though we are superstars.
No way!
Okay, everyone. In the near future, talk about this interesting topic with your friends, and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye!
Bye!